It's East to West, casting crowns at 89.3 KSBJ.
As we start our new year, we want to make our life count. We've got Mike Van Hooser up next on how to make every moment count. But first, you're spending maybe moments, days.
Feels like weeks in
months
traffic.
Months in traffic. Jennifer, what's going on?
Well, I was saying that the freeways were nicely clearing out until I saw a wreck pop up on 249. Watch out for this one. Northbound at Louetta, left lane is blocked. We also have emergency crews on the inbound side at Louetta. But I don't see any major slowdowns. Actually, traffic is pretty light around Willowbrook or headed out toward Tomball. So not too big of a worry. Tees Road, just a final reminder, it's closed in both directions at 45 until noon today. You'll want to use League Line as your way around that. 59 East Tex Freeway, some slows lingering with us in the downtown area. To get from Collingsworth to 288, that'll take 11 minutes. 290, 27 minutes from 1960 into downtown, and the Gulf Freeway, absolutely beautiful. Buckle up, have a great day. We're helping to keep you and your family safe and on time. I'm KPRC Local 2's Jennifer Reyna for KSBJ Traffic.
Hi, everybody. David Paul here in the Channel 11 Weather Center. It's going to be a chilly day today. Northeast wind is increasing behind another push of cold air coming out of the northeast at 10 to 15 today. High temperature will struggle to make the mid-50s for highs. And then tonight, down to 31. So I expect a light freeze along and north of I-10 tonight. And then tomorrow, it stays cold with a high of only 49. We do warm up a bit as we go into the weekend with highs in the low to mid-60s Saturday and Sunday. I'm David Paul for KSBJ.
It is 45 degrees right now at KSBJ.
We are talking with Mike Van Hooser. He wrote the book about moments.
So what, as far as moments, or I guess maybe example in your book, where somebody made a decision and it was for good or vice versa?
Well, let me share my own personal story. I played on the freshman basketball team. I didn't play very much that year. I went on to play varsity basketball and play a lot. But one particular moment I remember where the coach said, Van Hooser, get down here. And I thought he had a big assignment for me. I thought I was going to get to go in and score some points or do something. And he said, our scoreboard has been shorting out. And I want you to go down there and hold the plug in the scoreboard for the rest of the game.
Oh, man.
Yes, actually happened. But I started thinking, maybe if I do this with excellence and do it well, he'll let me play or get in the next game.
Or you'll be the kid that holds the plug in.
Exactly. So that was the second thought that I had. You know, not a lot of people come to watch freshman basketball games. They come to see moments just like this where they, you know, see, did you see the guy holding the plug yesterday?
Yeah.
And so as I thought about my response, the moment of truth happened, and the ball went out of bounds right by me. The whistle blew, and the referee said, come on in, son, it's time to check in. And I just said something like, no, I'm good. I just played it off real cool. And then he said, no, son, this is the time you check into the game. And so I went into the longer explanation about, I think if I do this really well, the coach will put me in. And right at that moment, I thought about, I was wearing the uniform, but I wasn't checking into the game of life. And that's what I see so many people with the roles they have in life. They're wearing the uniform of dad. They're wearing the uniform of mother. They're wearing the uniform of business leader. But they're letting so many things go by. And so that has been my inspiration to encourage people with moments that they have. Sure, one other story, Mike, on the positive front, I've gotten to do some work with the Houston Astros. And in 2005 to 2007, co-led a Bible study for a group of players. And 2005 was the moment where, you know, they were 15 and 30, and the Houston Chronicle wrote them off with a big tombstone article. As we went through the season and really encouraged them, talked about, you know, bigger issues than just baseball, we saw the transformation they had to get to the World Series. And I remember having a conversation with Chris Burke when he was still here, and it was in late September. We were talking about being prepared in a big moment, and he just said, I just want to be prepared. I don't know when that moment's going to happen, but I want to be prepared for it. And you fast forward 3 weeks from there, it was the 18-inning game that everybody in Houston says they attended. And he came in the ninth inning just to pinch run and thinking that was going to be his moment to score. And about nine innings later, he came up and hit the home run and was prepared for that moment and to give glory to God in that moment as well.
Oh, it's awesome. Mike Van Hooser, more with Mike, talking about moments coming up on KSBJ.